the town tours. What was the basis behind wanting to do that in the first place?
We'd come off of Grey Cup. You know, I said to the group, I just think we just have an opportunity to get out in front of our fans during the business season, really spend some time getting a chance to hear their thoughts on our game and some of the things that we're going to think of, the things that we're going to contemplate changing. It'd be a great chance to engage our fans. I fundamentally believe that great sports leagues in the future are going to be working tirelessly on engaging with their fans and making sure their fans feel part of what we're doing. And this was just a great time of year to do this, and I think it's actually fun. You know, it's winter. It's kind of, it's a testimony to Canadian hardiness, and it's just fun too. For me, I mean, the biggest thing of all, and I just love it. I mean, look, this isn't work for me. I get to come out and be around a whole bunch of people that love something as much as I love it. And I thought, well, what could be better than that? So that's really the background to it.
So far, what's been the weirdest question you've had asked at one of these town halls?
Well, you know, I really haven't had anything particularly weird. I mean, I will often, you know, away from the crowd. I mean, I think these are larger crowd environments. I think some of the, you know, let's say more colorful questions often get asked privately, and I probably wouldn't want to necessarily spend a whole lot of time on your show talking about some of those questions. Some of them make me laugh, and some of them make me blush, and some of them are not to be repeated. But no, seriously, most of the fans, the vast majority, are just wonderful, decent, fun, CFL-loving people. And I, you know, for me, it's been whether it's in an environment like we heard today in the stadiums. You know, it's the planes, trains, and automobiles, kind of like everywhere I go, somebody stops and says hello, they ask a question, they make a comment. It's just been fun.
We had some of our listeners send us some questions via Twitter. A lot are asking, how is the CFL going to become more family-friendly for young families who bring their kids to the games?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things we talked about today in describing this effort we're making to create a national Children's Day, a Kids' Day in our stadiums, I think we recognize, and as do our 9 team partners, that this is such a critical part of the future of our league and creating an environment where kids can be part of it. You know, I was talking, was in BC yesterday. You know, they're creating an $85 season ticket for their fans, for kids, and then they're going to sell a discounted ticket for a parent. The whole idea being that we have got a very big stadium there, and they're going to work on their attendance. They get the luxury to do that, but ultimately that's an example of an initiative that for that market is perfect, and they want to get kids back into the stadium. We're going to use our Kids Day to really encourage kids to come in, but I think beyond that, it's what the Riders will do here. It's making sure that it's not just about a football game. It's about the entirety of the experience, from the time you walk into the stadium to the time you leave. It's all about making sure people feel valued, that it's fun, that they're engaged in the broader experience. It's not just about what happens sideline to sideline, goal line to goal line, but it's the entire thing. I think we are all, you know, all aware that that's an important part of our responsibility, to make sure families come, but families come back because they've had such a wonderful time.
Now, we've seen the work that Max and Brody do with social media across the league. Is there any plans to expand upon what they're doing outside of Facebook and Twitter and trying to expand the social media market specifically?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. And actually, Brody's been on a bit of a tour these last number of weeks, visiting with our players. We've sent a crew there, they're filming, you know, getting a chance to see our players training, getting a chance to see our players in their off-season habitats. It's all part of our strong desire to make sure that fans not only know our players as players, but know them as people. Because frankly, there's a lot of evidence that in the social media world, that's what's compelling. It's kind of the story behind the story. So there's a real big effort we're making there to do that. You know, last year, our CFL week, which is about football, but it's really about a lot of stuff, right? I mean, we went through a million viewers last year on that show. We're working, you know, going to work hard this year to build on that success for 2018. But you guys know this. You're running a successful podcast. It takes time to build your viewers, you know, your listenership, and you have to be methodical about it. So you know, yesterday's success just means you have to work that much harder. I mean, the crazy thing is you start this thing, and the thing is you work hard to start, but you actually end up working harder and harder as time goes on. That's just the way it is.
Following up with that, with the streaming, obviously TSN, prime broadcaster, but with a lot of cord cutters, millennials, especially watching on tablets and such, CFL have a strategy moving into streaming?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the benefits of having a world-class broadcast partner like TSN, who happens to be in the entirety of the media world, is to work with them and talk to them. And we are constantly now in a discussion with them about how do we, what's the next thing we do to grow our fan base of fans that come into the stadium, a fan base that are going to watch it on TV, and a fan base that might access our game differently than the way that we traditionally have brought to them. You can do that with a TSN because of their, you know, owned by Bell Media. Thing that we know is that TSN, Bell Media, love the CFL and we love them back. It's what makes it, it gives us an opportunity to have a really good ongoing discussion about where do we go from here, because they want us to be successful and we want to help them to take our game to as many CFL fans and Canadians as we can.
And final one for you before we let you go here, the XFL announced that they're coming back. How does the CFL view that as competition, and has the CFL looked at that about possibly losing players to that league?
You know, you can't ignore it. So, you know, certainly aware of it. One of the you know, crazy questions a fan asked if I thought if I could take Vince McMahon in a wrestling match. So that was an example of a colorful question. The thing is, they've had one season and then they shut that league down. We're about to have our 106th Grey Cup. We need to focus on our own business. We need to focus on building the biggest, strongest, best Canadian football league that we possibly can. But you can never be dismissive of anything. That's the thing that you guys see and we're all aware of. This is a world of change. You can never take yesterday for granted or tomorrow for granted, because, you know, whatever we might have experienced today or yesterday might be different tomorrow. So we're gonna have one eye on it, but mostly we're focusing on our own business, our own game, growing our fan base, growing our revenues, making sure that we can attract the best players to this wonderful country. I think the fact that we're selling Canada as one of the benefits to players at a time in the world where I think Canada literally is, if not the greatest country in the world, it's in the top two, and the first one's Canada and the second one's Canada. So I think we got a pretty good environment to attract really great players.